The candles had burned halfway down. They'd discussed much and settled little, and it was almost time for Cullen to leave for his second performance. Not that he had to dance anymore, not for money at least, and Rule had expected him to quit when the Roe put him on retainer for the clan.
We'll need to wind this up soon. Remember to be cautious about what you discuss after the circle is broken.
There would be a number of meetings after this one, he was sure. Less formal, but maybe more meaningful. Randall cast a scornful gaze at Rule.
So who do we tell? You? There's a plan. You can use everything you hear to further prove your case, increasing your chances of being named war leader if the clans fall into line with your father's megalomaniacal—
Best stop there. As I haven't spoken about your father's habit of killing from ambush, so you—
Steven straightened his back.
You may all tell me if you like. I'm willing to act as clearinghouse for such reports, unless any of you doubt Ettore's ability to remain impartial.
Randall didn't dare go that far, but he narrowed his eyes as his head swung toward Steven.
You're buying into this absurd theory about the realm shifting?
Ettore was already considering the possibility that the realms were shifting when we received the invitation to a pack circle.
Why? For God's sake, what proof do you have?
First, it accords with the prophecy.
If you're insulting all that mystical mumbo-jumbo.
And second, I have myself seen the Great Hunt in the Northern Forests.
Rule.
Rule's head swung. His nostrils flared.
What?
We have to break circle now. Benedict's pushed the panic button.
Rule felt the hair lifting all over his body, as if he were a conduit for lightning. The edges of everything turned sharp.
The circle is ended.
He flowed to his feet.
Lily is in danger, perhaps under attack. I'm leaving. Cullen?
The map's in my dressing room. So's your phone. Benedict may be trying to call.
Benedict swung Lily's car into the turn as Lily kept a firm grip on the phone at her ear.
We're on 59th now.
Proceed to Barbara. I think that's what it says. Beth, dear, can you read these tiny letters? I don't know why they make maps so... Yes? Oh! Bandera, not Barbara. Turn right on Bandera. Do try to hurry. You've only 15 minutes left.
Continue to Bandera and turn right.
Harlow knew someone was driving Lily. He didn't know who, or that Benedict could hear everything he said, or that Benedict wore a headset attached to his own phone. Lily had dialed Rule's number for him so he could focus on driving. Calling Rule was a calculated risk. Harlow insisted on keeping her on the line, giving her a deadline, handing out directions one street at a time. They wouldn't know they'd arrived until they got there, so Benedict wouldn't know when to remove the headset. If Harlow spotted it... But they needed backup. Harlow had Beth, and he was calling the shots. As if he were a magnet and she had a sliver of iron in her gut, she felt Rule's direction, and roughly his distance from her. He wasn't at Clanholm, much closer. Somewhere in the city. She could have pointed toward him, but she couldn't reach across that distance and make him pick up his phone.
This is a lousy neighborhood. Come down in the world a bit, haven't you?
Temporary quarters. Purely temporary. You should see the plans I've drawn up. Perhaps I'll show you before... Beth, don't bother me now. Where was I? Oh, yes, my plans. You come first, dear Lily. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here, would I? I can't say I'm happy with you. Not at all, but you'll get what's coming to you. And you'll... Not now, Beth!
So what are you planning? King of the world, maybe?
No. They'll elect me. They'll all love me, you see.
Benedict tapped her arm. When she looked at him, he tapped his headset and nodded. Thank God. He'd finally reached Rule.
Funny, I'm not feeling much love for you right now.
Yes, you're different, aren't you? That's your bad luck. But don't worry, dear. It's temporary. Or perhaps I should say, you are.
You hold on to that thought if it makes you feel better.
Their biggest advantage was that Harlow, or maybe his goddess, didn't seem to want Lily dead. He wanted to feed her to the staff or the demon or something, which took a lot more arranging than just killing her. This gave her a little maneuvering room. Unless, of course, they were wrong about Harlow's intentions.
But you won't be a problem much longer. I'll take care of... Now, didn't I tell you to leave her alone?
What's going on? If you hurt her...
I do as I please, as long as I have her.
Alive and unharmed, or you'll make my job simple. I'll just kill you.
Oh, But you can't. And even if you could, you wouldn't. You have to arrest me.
I didn't arrest Helen.
Well, you won't have the opportunity to kill me. But let's not be so grim. After all, your sister is alive and well. Not too happy at the moment, but that's her fault. She takes offense so easily.
Lily's empty hand fisted, her nails digging in hard.
Maybe she finds you offensive.
No, she's terribly in love with me. Although I... Beth, haven't I told you to be quiet?
Is this about vengeance, Harlow? Is that why you want me? Because I screwed up all your big plans?
I told Helen. I told her she was moving too quickly, but would she listen? And you... You think you're so clever, but it wasn't really your doing. It was Helen's stupidity that made things fall apart. Not that you're off the hook. Oh, no. What?
She's trying to get away again.
Oh, all right. Go ahead and tie her up since she can't behave.
Patrick!
She'll learn. Perhaps I'll keep her. She's a pretty little thing, though not as loyal as she might be. She seems to think your safety is worth incurring my anger.
The staff might keep Beth hopelessly captivated, but it didn't change her basic nature or intelligence. She wouldn't understand what she was feeling, and had probably guessed by now that he'd used her to get to Lily.
We're turning on to Bandera. Where next?